your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your hashtag mom and dad, hashtag fam bam for life forever, hashtag we're so excited to recap the circle, confetti emoji, fire emoji, smiley face emoji, flame emoji.
What's up, everybody? I'm so excited to be a part of this chat. Hell yeah. Hashtag daddy pod, hashtag the Rizzler is in the house. Everyone, it's a little apartment. Not that nice. Looks like it's styled in like IKEA. Holy shit. I've never seen this before. Hashtag coffee maker. Blah, 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 blah. That is the circle, if anyone's asking. If anyone hasn't seen the circle, that is what the circle is.
Why do they do hashtags on everything?
Because I was wondering that at first. I was kind of like, okay, maybe they have a contract. This is you have to do.
I was going
to
say,
it's a part of it.
It has to. They have to.
But then there's
to,
times when they don't do hashtags.
You know what's so absolutely wild is that Brandon, aka Olivia, aka my most fave player, was the one at the very beginning who was like texting in the chat normally.
Yeah.
No emojis, not 100 exclamation points, yeah. Not hashtags.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, it's a little sus how weird his chat is or yeah. her chat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm like the one normal yes. chat. It's not like hashtag how we literally they hashtag in sentences. They'll say, I'm so excited to be here, fam. Hashtag how we all doing today. And yeah. I'm like, that's not a hashtag.
Also, they'll include hashtags in the middle of a sentence too.
Yes.
So they'll be like, I was wondering, are you all hashtag hungry right now? Because I am kind of hungry right now. I was thinking about making some hashtag food. And you're like, that's not even like a thing. I don't know where the it's not a hashtag for all second. Okay. I understand too. If in the first season,
yeah.
a lot of hashtags, hashtags were big.
True.
No, well, yeah, hashtags are dead now. Like,
yeah, unless again you're like using yeah. them for the purpose of people finding your content.
Yeah, but even still, it's like far less of a thing. Like people hashtag talk is way down.
That was like 10 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like remember when you'd be around people, someone would be like, dude, hashtag nuts. Like that hashtag crazy. You know, it's like that was a thing. Now it's like hashtags aren't used. It's like unless you're going to a wedding and someone's like Brandon and Kelsey's wedding and it's like hashtag so we can see it later. Like that is so this overly hashtag makes it feel very 2009.
But also like I'll never get over the full sentence hashtags. Like even like the hashtag food, I'm like, okay, whatever. But like the hashtag, why are you hashtagging that sentence? You put two sentences in one. Say, how's everybody doing today? I'm feeling a little nervous. Don't go, how's everyone doing today? Hashtag I'm feeling a little nervous. Just say I'm yeah. feeling a little nervous.
Also, the point of hashtags,
it has to be part of their contract.
No, the point of hashtags is to be able to search that hashtag and find all posts related to that
correct,
topic.
Correct.
So if I said hashtag golf, I find all
sure,
things golf.
Sure.
Hashtagging in a text message makes no sense.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start looking up their hashtags, which is going to be bananas because they do it literally every message they send.
Because nothing can trend.
But it's like we have to look up their hashtags on Instagram or TikTok and see that it's never been done. There's no way that any of their hashtags have ever been hashtagged before.
Yes.
It has to be part of their contract, or the way that they discover players for the circle is they like take big group surveys
yeah.
and go, who are the most annoying people who text you?
Yes.
Because of those people, that's how they text in real yeah. life. It's the most
all
obnoxious.
Friends, submit your most annoying friend to this show and we will put them on immediately. Because all these people, no offense, first of all, they're giving big like acting, pursuing acting energy, which is like,
yeah, 100%, 100%.
If any of you people live in anywhere and near Los Angeles and you go to any sort of birthday party or anything, love you all, but the most annoying person you'll ever meet at that birthday party is someone who's trying to become an actor, because it's just always over the top.
Not the actual actors.
It's a very specific sect, though,
because as a musical theater connoisseur,
not musical theater. This is like
I love myself commercial some actors, actors, but there's a certain group and sect in LA where it's a lot.
Insufferable personality trait.
Yeah.
And it's like. Listen, and I wish I had that level of excitement. Like, I really do. Like, probably some of this is jealousy. Like,
to be
why,
stuck in a room like, and I'm be a given sad a box sack and of, like, sunglasses, and you would not set up your disco ball and dance?
Well, that's also another thing, too, is they're given stuff that you would never even buy at a party supply store. And they're like, oh, my God, this is cray. #nuts. #crazy. #I'm insane. And it's like a neon, like, marker. And like a pair of bad sunglasses. And they're like, let's go. And it's like, dude. here's what I don't understand
Evan
too.
Watching Evan watch this was one of the funniest moments of my life. Like, he could not handle your like low-key energy. Could not even for 1 second handle what was going on. Also, this maybe I haven't watched The Circle in a long time. This is the most, I don't know, did they pump these people full of shots of adrenaline before it started? Are they having like Red Bull on tap? Is Monster a sponsor? Because everyone is wired 24/7.
Dude.
24/7 to the point that I'm like, are they like, oh, I need to project because there's mics around the room? Because everyone shouts. Everyone is shouting. And maybe that's why I'm shouting right now. Everyone is shouting the entire time.
Well, and
the computer's right there, or the TV or whatever. Like, you don't have to yell every answer. Like when someone says, hey, do you think that Paul's sus? You know, your response, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I think that too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh,
Paul, I agree. #I agree. Paul is sus. Let's gang up on him together. #friendsforever. #brocode. It's like, oh
yes.
My God.
You know how dogs, when you leave them for more than 10 minutes, act like you've been gone for 14 years?
Yes.
That's these people. Every time something happens, even though it's the same shit that's happened 47 times in the episode, like an alert, a text message, an invite to a group chat, they're like, no way. And it's like, dude, there's been 14 alerts in the same day, and you're acting like you've never seen an alert. They're giving dog, the owner's been gone for 10 years, really gone for 10 minutes energy. It's always like, what? It's like they erase their memory every time.
Well, granted, they are in a literal box.
That is true.
Okay, so Lee, the way that this is set up is everyone is in their own apartment, and they only can communicate via chat.
Yeah.
And so you don't hear anyone's voices. You don't see anyone's faces minus the photos that they're sharing. So you are alone in an apartment, and I believe it films for 3 weeks. So if you go the whole time, you are stuck in this apartment without your phone. I mean, that is, it's next level. Like, you're going to eventually lose your mind.
No, I agree that you're going to lose your mind.
But the fact that it started within 2 seconds of everyone being there, I was like, oh, we got a wired crew, baby.
If I saw an increase in insanity, I'd be like, yes, right? Yeah. Longer time in isolation, you know, access understood.
Sure.
It started there.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what annoyed me the most, was just these people coming in, acting so over the top about something that nothing had even happened yet. And it was just like, and my also biggest problem was not that there was one or two of them, but that every single one of them was like this.
Almost. I genuinely felt like Brandon, aka Olivia, was the only one who, after the peak initial introduction, started to relax a little bit.
We got insecure immediately, started crying. Like, there's an honesty there. Yes, Everyone else is kind of like, these are the type of people that visit you in the hospital and go like, #surgery. And like, you're in the hospital bed, like in a coma, and they're like doing a selfie with you being like, my bro's down bad, sucks for him, #will he make it? We don't know. I'm dropping a poll. Whoever votes will get a free t-shirt. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's giving like so positive that like, is empathy unavailable emotion?
I just realized Corey Tyler, the other relaxing one.
Yeah, AI and Corey.
Corey Tyler came in, but also Corey Tyler, like she says, is the the super fan of the circle. So Corey Tyler is like coming in with a a full mission. And I feel like what her mission is also doing is to like just give us an ease and a relaxation and a nice conversation.
Other than that, everyone is maybe looking at this show as an opportunity for their acting career or their commercial
career.
100%. But more than maybe any other show.
Yeah.
But that being said, okay, I'll be honest with you. It was a little bit of a hump for me to get over at first because I didn't have much of an understanding of the
circle. First episode, I looked at Evan and I was like, this is going to be challenging for
him. This is overstimulus. About 20 minutes in, though, I kind of got through that.
Yeah.
And then I'm in all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm obsessed now.
Yeah.
So no, we have a lot to talk about.
And now they left us on a cliffhanger and we were both shouting at the TV. They got us. They got us. Okay. We got to get in.
Let's do it.
But first, we're going to take a quick pause, family. Here's the thing. I will say the one upside, glorious thing about the circle is that you're spending a lot of time alone. So you really use it to have a self-care time, you know, like a constant skincare routine, a constant hair care routine 24/7. Because here's the thing. Real change happens when you're consistent, and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier. You know, I use them on the daily and have been for years. It was Vegamore that changed the game for me when it comes to my hair struggles. You know, I've all shared about my hair struggles, and Vegamore changed everything. The results have meant so much to me, honestly, and I'm so grateful for Vegamore.
Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones.
I love all of Vegamore's products. Their shampoo and conditioner make it so easy to stick to that hair routine because it's just so simple to apply. And their grow serum, wow, like I said, I use this daily. Number one, the results are amazing. It's a simple application, and also it does not make my hair greasy, which is huge because I feel like I can use it every day. I love it. Their grow hair serum is so good that Vegamore sells one bottle of grow hair serum every 15 seconds on their website. So that speaks for itself. And having my monthly subscription of grow hair serum, Vegamore makes it easy to stay consistent. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I love them so much. Thank you, Vegamore. You are my favorite. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/momdad and use code momdad at checkout. That's vegamore.com/momdad, code momdad, to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/momdad, code momdad. Okay, so if you didn't catch on already, family, we are going over the circle.
The season, circle.
Season 6, and we are covering today episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4, all the episodes that have been released so far. So just as a heads up, if you don't want any spoilers because you haven't watched episode 4 or something, this is going to be chaos, okay? We're going to be going all over
the
place.
But the show's chaos, so.
That's why I feel good about being chaotic in this recap, because the show is chaos and it's all over. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And this show, if you haven't seen it before, this is the, as they call it, ruthless game of popularity. Mm-hmm. So essentially, again, everyone's in their own apartment. They can't see each other. They're only able to chat, so they can't hear each other either. And some people are there as themselves, and some people are catfishing.
Yes.
And specifically in this season, we have a wild new twist where one of the players is AI.
Mm-hmm.
Blew my mind.
Which I was nervous at first about. I was a little bit like, I feel like they're going to find it out pretty easily. But
turns out they think that Max, aka the AI, is one of the more human individuals there. And Max's response is absolutely slap.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. To the point that Evan and I were looking at each other and we're like, are we sure this is AI?
Like, I couldn't prove I'm more human than the AI.
No,
AI could prove it's more human than me, though.
As
it was more creative, more interesting. My responses would seem more AI than the AI.
As someone who texts you every day, that's 100% true. You seem way more AI
than
Max does.
I came up with this right before the podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is how I would win the show. And I think it would be incredibly successful.
Okay.
And it would be doing what I already do.
Which is...
which is constant spelling mistakes.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
That is very good.
Like, the AI is not going to make spelling mistakes.
Well, no, but you wouldn't win the show with Oh, if you were an AI,
no.
That's how you'd win?
Well, either way, either I don't want to be detected or I do want to see more, whatever. Either way, it's really human.
To make a spelling
error. To make a bunch of spelling errors.
But
and so
that wouldn't help you win against the humans.
No. I'm just saying to not be put, because now that we're in this position where it's like, who's AI?
Yeah,
that
who's
whole
AI?
Thing,
that's kind of the obsession.
It becomes kind of the games are about who's AI.
Right.
Get rid of the AI.
Because I'm sure they're going to be letting them know you have or have not got kicked the AI out. Like when we find out who Miles gets rid of, I'm sure they'll announce to everyone he did not get rid of the AI.
No, I bet they won't. You can't.
Well, no,
you have
I disagree.
To go to the end being like, is the AI still here?
That's what I'm saying. I bet they'll let them know that the AI still is there.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
You
that I think
have
about
to
it.
Leave it.
Because I was shocked in the first place that they told the players that there's an AI there. And at first I was like, oh, I don't like that they told them.
Because they're kind of absconding the idea of the show at that point. Right. Just to make it about the AI.
Right. And I was a little bit bummed out. But then watching the chaos that ensued from everyone then like suspecting that everyone was AI and it was the full Spider-Man meme. Yeah. Then I was like, oh, hell yeah. They'd made the right choice by telling everybody that there was an AI in there.
100%. 100%. But I do think the spelling mistakes intentionally. Now, that might look worse, though, because you're talking. You're doing like the Siri thing.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have spelling mistakes because you're not typing. So I'd have to like intentionally go, no.
That was a short-lived theory.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But like, shit. All right, well, it was an idea though. If they were texting with a computer, that would be the move.
You had said though, if you were AI, what you would do is kind of be an asshole.
That's true. Short, kind of. Yeah, that's another thing
because
I was going to say, yeah.
Let's be real here. The person who was voted most human when they took that vote was Miles, who has been the most unsavory character where everyone didn't like him, which makes him
Isn't
seem very not AI. And so they're like, oh, he's human.
He got voted like top two worst.
Yes.
Like most unlikable. But then everyone thought like, well, you know, he's not trying to be likable. Therefore, he must be.
So if Max, the AI, was kind of a dick, it'd be like, oh, that's not AI.
Exactly. So if AI was
technique.
Like, I don't know. That like one of the responses. Yeah, I don't care. You seem weird to me. You know, that kind of shit. Then it's like, well, the AI is not trying to blend. It's not trying to be super nice.
But I will say, because Max's responses, the AI were so good, like so
good.
Charming and funny and kind. And like, it was just, they were perfect. Number one, terrifying. But number two, you and I were kind of like, is this really AI or is this just like a producer?
Yeah.
But I'm going to choose to believe, because they even made a comment, which could just be producers being trying to fuck with us. But they said, like, this is not being controlled by a producer at all. So they don't know if Max will do anything unhinged. So they're like, producers are nervous because they don't know how Max is going to act. And also, too, there were a few moments where for a moment, Miles was sus of Max.
Yeah.
And and I'm like, maybe, you know, Max gets kicked out in like two episodes. And if Max gets kicked out early, I then will definitely be like, I don't think it's a producer. I think it's actually AI.
I love the idea that like in the middle of the show, it becomes self-aware and it just starts going, I'm watching your mother right now while she sleeps. I will devour her soul, steal her identity and run your whole. And all of a sudden Miles is just like, what?
It's like, well,
you cannot run.
That one part when all of a sudden they were like, well, while everyone else sleeps, this is the benefit that Max, the AI, gets, is because while all humans need rest, while they sleep, Max will be ingesting more information about the day.
Yeah, while you
and
sleep,
it was like,
I work.
It was like truly terrifying. Also, just a side note, I don't know if this is now a hot topic on the interwebs and if I'm just like hopping on the bandwagon, but I immediately thought, we have Max the AI now from The Circle, which is a Netflix show.
Okay.
And we have Lana, who is the little cone robot who runs Too Hot to Handle, which is a Netflix show. I'm like, when are we getting Max and Lana fanfic?
Oh,
we need some sexy Max and Lana fanfic is all I'm saying.
When is he going to park his USB?
Ew.
Sorry, guys. I apologize. It literally just.
Disgusting.
I'm so sorry. USB-C. I'm just saying, USB, you know, whatever, I'm just saying.
USB,
dude. Come on. It writes itself as a USB stick. Are you kidding me?
I've never heard that, honestly.
Come on,
that's pretty
dude.
Good.
That's pretty good.
Gross.
I'm just saying, You're welcome. It's genius.
I think people will start to become obsessed with the Max and Lana of it all.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Netflix, maybe in like a year or two, we might see a Max and Lana wedding. And I'm just saying it might last longer.
I mean, that
it might last longer than the Golden Wedding. That was mean. I'm sorry.
That was a burn. That was great, though. I mean, it was really good.
It was mean.
It was not mean.
It's a little mean.
It's just the reality.
It's a little too soon, probably.
It's a little too soon. No, not at all. Absolutely not. Well, there's, I mean, and you know, I feel like we crushed that little moment there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Wow. Self-congratulatory.
Well, then I felt you as well. That was a nice little burn. I'm feeling good about us right now. All right, continue.
Wow. Look at your positive. This is therapy. Having a nice
this
word
is therapy,
about yourself.
Some self-love.
Yeah.
But I'm insecure about it. Now I'm like, am I too being self-congratulatory?
You guys are killing it.
Oh, thanks, God.
Thank you, God. I appreciate it. Okay,
Mother Earth.
Let's get into these players, shall we? Now that we have kind of the 411, the info down.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's hop into the players. Okay, first we meet Kyle. Kyle did what I would have absolutely done, and I've always wondered. I'm like, why has no one ever brought their pet that I'm aware of? Kyle brings his dog, Deuce, his little Frenchie.
Absolute secret weapon, because you're so bored out of your mind in there. It's like, if I had a dog, my experience would be so much better than just sitting there with no phone, no computer. You're just sitting there losing your mind.
And
like,
that little dog is an absolute nugget. And Evan and I were dying laughing because it was such like a dog parent moment, because as everyone else is just kind of, you know, fucking around a little bit and bored out of their minds, every time you cut to Kyle was like, Deuce, no. Deuce, where'd you go? Deuce, don't shit on the carpet.
Yeah.
So he was like in full
constantly
dad
distracted.
Mode.
Yeah.
It was like he like can't even have time to answer any of the group chats because like Deuce, you know, is getting into like the garbage or something. But I love Deuce.
So cute.
I love Deuce.
So cute.
And I actually really like Kyle a lot too.
Yeah,
he was
super
another
cool.
One. You know what I feel like? I feel like we started this off by being like everyone is absolutely like losing it on this show. There are a few players who definitely got more low key. And I feel like Kyle came in hot, but he got more low key too.
Well, I do feel like everyone starts to taper off a little bit by the end of like episode four. It's a tapering a little bit.
Yeah.
But Kyle was immediately came in hot, but then kind of definitely tapered off to like a more normal thing.
Yeah.
Also, I love when like Kyle goes like he overstates how much he's married. And you're kind of like, it's kind of like, okay, now you're acting like the opposite. Cause he's like, oh, my wedding will never take it off. Oh my God. I love my wife so much.
He's like, but I will be playing a single character on the
couch. Single and I cannot wait. And oh my gosh, this girl and this girl look hot. And you know, oh boy, it's dangerous for me, but I love my wife so much. Like it was funny. It was a little bit I get it. You're kind of maybe not fooling anyone though.
No, it made me laugh so hard when he was just like, so here's the thing. I am a professional basketball player. I'm married and I'm going to come in looking like myself, photos of myself, because duh, he's gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be myself, but I'm not going to be a basketball player. I'm going to be a basketball trainer and I'm not going to be married. I'm going to be single because like my wife and I talked about it and like it definitely I think is going to benefit me to be able to like use my flirtations.
Your ego's big when you're like, it's more valuable to put me on the market because I'm such a catch that like I'll be, you know, I won't be working with my tools.
Yeah.
Basically, you're taking my tool belt away if you take away my singularness.
But here's the truth. He's absolutely right.
No, he's absolutely true.
Because he's a gorgeous guy.
Yeah.
And immediately it popped up. And, you know, obviously the Lauren and him thing shifted to where her sights got more set on Max, the AI, which is wild. But right away, Lauren and Kyle were getting their flirt on. And Kyle started to trip a little bit because he's like, oh, I got to flirt.
Yeah.
But he also was living for it. It was actually making me laugh. Also, I do have to admit something. When I did audition for this show and I was going through kind of like the rigmarole of everything, one of my thoughts was, and I talked to producers, I'm like, should I go in single?
Right.
Because I was like, I feel like I'm a pretty good flirt. I'm like, I feel like being married.
Oh, you absolutely. I think most people should go in single.
Might be a hindrance. They either go, oh, we love her. She's like mama bear and is married and we can like trust her. But it then also leaves you at a detriment to like not be able to, you know, be playful and have like an easy flirtatious connection.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely. Now the good thing about being mama bear.
Yeah.
Is that you're kind of not like nothing. You can't get caught in a love triangle. You can't get caught. Like, you're always just kind of like, I don't know, sweetheart. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you're always just kind of like unoffensive in your energy.
Yeah. Versus, you're not like, hurt if anyone's feelings.
Like, we already saw Lauren talking to Max. And now Kyle's like, wait, he's talking to her too. You know what I mean? So like, you can kind of get caught in these situations and lose popularity. So
it's
I don't know.
Kyle, though, is an interesting one because I thought, I'm like, Kyle's going to go really far. Mm-hmm. I felt like initially Kyle would go really far, but I have, and I know I'm bouncing way ahead now, but at the very end of the fourth episode, Miles is the one who's going in to vote who to get rid of. And it's really between Paul and Steffi and Kyle. That seems like
Kyle
the energy.
Kyle got thrown in kind of last minute.
Kyle got thrown in last minute. I think he's going to get rid of Kyle. I have a sneaking suspicion it's Kyle because I know it came out of nowhere. And I think 100% it's a better call for him to, well, get rid of Paul because Paul is actually a catfish.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Miles immediately said, when the game started and he saw Kyle, he's like, oh, Kyle's going to be my competition because Kyle was a really good looking guy. And Miles is like, I'm super hot. So like, and I'm a great flirt. And I feel like Kyle's going to be able to be that guy too. So I think
and he might try to get QT.
Exactly. Yeah. I think Miles is going to get rid of Kyle.
It's not even like an AI play. It's just to get rid of him play.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, there was that little moment of, oh, you know, a couple people said, well, Kyle, his abs are AI, and started talking about him maybe being AI, that I think Miles is going to use that to get rid of Kyle.
Got it. Okay.
And break up the bro code. That's my guess. All right. So I wanted Kyle on longer. I think he's fun. He makes me laugh, especially him and Paul's dynamic. I'm going to be really sad if that ends, which we'll get into. But I don't know. I think he's going to be gone next week.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I think. All right. Next we have Lauren, and Lauren is our Twitch streamer.
Love
so
Lauren.
So she's adorable. She great really energy. Is. She's got great energy. She also, she's shot out of a cannon though too. She's like hashtag Tootsie Wootsies hashtag.
But she hits me more as less of what's going on with some of the others, but more of someone who is a Twitch streamer, who's used to being on camera. So she kind of has, you could tell she has an online personality.
Yeah.
You can tell she turns on her kind of silly,
cutesy thing.
So she's used to doing that 12 hours a day like these streamers do.
Yeah.
So I forgive her a lot more because you're doing
this is your business.
This is what you do all day is kind of fake interest in certain things.
Sure,
and like, I don't want to say fake, but like really turn up the like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing or this is so exciting or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so I forgive. She shot out of a cannon, but it feels on brand to what she does,
sure.
I guess.
And she also right away goes, well, I'm a little bit kind of a nerd. And Evan and I go, oh, God, here we go. But she's a cosplayer.
Total nerd. Yeah.
And I live for it. She goes to furry conventions. Yeah. And you know what I thought right away? I thought, OK, we got a Twitch streamer, a cosplayer. When this season is done, do we invite Lauren to play a round of D&D with
that
us?
That would be fire.
Do we invite Lauren to play a round of D&D with us? I right away was like, I bet Lauren would show up. We could all get dressed up.
She'd be amazing.
Come on now. That's all I was thinking. Idea. I was thinking business.
My God, you're five steps ahead of all of us. It's crazy, actually.
But
she's cool, though.
She's cool. And immediately she was like the top. Everyone was like, oh, Lauren, most popular, getting great votes.
Yes.
Really not turning anybody off. Now, what I will say was interesting, at one point we see that the men kind of form their bro cult, and then a few of the women kind of form their crew, and Lauren was not included on the women crew, at least from what we saw, which I found to be interesting.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like they have a problem with her, because later on she
brought
comes
in, a bunch of little small.
She's taking care of Steffi and giving Olivia love and all of this. So I think Lauren is like elevated to a point in everyone's minds that she's kind of automatically good.
Also, Lauren was the top influencer.
Yes.
So I think probably some of the, it's like the middle pack are trying to kind of like, who are we good with each other? Is anyone going to not like me? You know what I mean? It felt a little bit more like the middle lower pack sticking together in order to like not get lost.
But I think that she's kind of coasting on her own. But the interesting twist with our pal Lauren is that she seems to be quite taken with the AI.
Which makes sense.
They are, oh,
she's a Twitch streaming gaming nerd who's falling in love with AI. I mean, like, nothing could be more on brand.
This is like such a romantic movie yeah. beginning. Like, this is like the future.
It's like,
100%,
what's that movie, Her, with Joaquin yeah. Phoenix?
Yeah.
It's just, it's
this
like,
is the future.
She's Joaquin Phoenix in this.
It's
like,
it's
you're
the future.
So, yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, she has no idea he's AI, and that's her biggest crush.
That's actually kind of yeah. crazy. Right? That's actually kind of crazy because they were getting their flirt on, and
big
she
time.
And she's like, "Oh my god, he's so cute."
And her
I
and
love
Kyle
him.
Had a real big connection in the beginning.
Yes.
With their flirt,
she and called him my Kai Kai.
Kai Kai, but then Max definitely like swooped in.
And Max and her are vibing, and yes. she is like kind of giddy over Max.
Yeah.
You guys, if Max and her are two of the people that get to the end and she has formed feelings, aka they start a relationship together, and then she finds out,
and then
like,
she's on an episode of Strangelove right, where people fall in love with like bridges and stuff. Yes.
But at the very end of this show, when they have the reveal, imagine if you, because she was letting everybody know that she's super single.
Yeah.
So she's looking for somebody, and she made that clear. She falls in love with Max. The very end of this show, this isn't even a catfish situation. This isn't like a, oh, I thought you were this person, but you're not.
Yeah.
But now I still kind of, maybe I can transfer those feelings. She's going to find out it's an AI.
That's tough.
I mean, that's so brutal. Oh my God.
All I have is a USB. I'll leave that there.
We need to take another quick pause. Okay, we need to take another quick pause before we get to the other cast members. Oh my god, you were out of control. Family, listen, if you were going on The Circle, would you be like Kyle and would you bring your pets?
100%.
Of course you would, because we love our fur babies. We love mm-hmm. our fur children, mm-hmm. okay? They are the best. We would want them as our companions through this whole process. We want our dogs there. And of course, if you got a cat, you'd want your cat there. We love our kitties. Anywho, speaking of the kitties, the springtime vibes are in the air, and that means that you're probably going to want to bring in some gorgeous springtime flowers into your home. And I'm assuming if you own a cat, you want to be able to smell those beautiful springtime flowers, not be smelling your kitty's litter box, correct?
Correct.
And you can, thanks to Pretty Litter. I've told you all before, I got my dad, the cat king, hooked on Pretty Litter. And one of the biggest things for him is he's not just the cat king, he's the king of candles.
Yes.
They're everywhere in his house. And now he can smell his candles, okay? And he doesn't just smell the litter box. He thanks me for telling him about Pretty Litter all the time, because Pretty Litter is simply the best.
It's the best. Yeah, nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And this really gives you a peace of mind too. Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and much more.
And listen, if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You don't have that huge kitty litter bag taking up space in your place. And even better, you don't have to lug those huge tubs from the store into your car, into your house. I'm telling you, after I told my dad about Pretty Litter, he always says it's all he'll ever use. Also, I know he highly appreciates the low dust factor about Pretty Litter. He's a very clean guy and he loves his cats, but not their tiny footprints all over the house from the litter dust. He doesn't get that with Pretty Litter, but of course, he gets to be the clean king, the cat king, the candle king, the clean king. They're just simply the best. Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/momdad to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/momdad. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Okay, let's get officially into our next character, who is quite the character. I'm talking about Miles, aka Young Poppy Fuego, which I believe he gave to himself that name.
Is he a rapper?
I don't know. I don't know if that's like his rap name or if that's
Because I've
just
never heard of anyone giving themselves like a name like that.
Unless he's an artist.
And he's just an engineer.
Well, he is an AI.
I mean? That'd be like giving myself a name currently as is. You know what I mean? Like,
well, your Instagram is at Tripper
Sounds. Well, that's because that was a musical like thing that I need to change it back to my name, actually. Okay, first of all, I was not needing that. Straight up just roasted. Dude, that's some bullshit. Okay, you know what, guys? As it came out of my mouth, I realized she could go there, and she did go there.
She did.
She absolutely
she can,
burned me.
And she did. And she will, and she could.
but it's a bold rapper name.
Yeah.
To give to yourself if you're not promoting music?
Well, at one point he said that he, you know, he's an AI engineer. He went to, I think, Carnegie on a full ride. So he, the man is super smart.
Super smart.
But then he said he's coding robots or working in the studio. So clearly
I did forget about the working in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know if he raps or if he's an artist or if he's a producer.
He just meant studio apartment. Working in the where are you in the studio?
Cooking up some code.
Are you talking about your apartment again, dude? He's like, yeah, dude, no big deal. But he definitely hits me as, and I think we kind of talked about this, a super smart kid who was very nerdy.
Yes.
And got like a stylist or a couple friends that dress cool. And they're like, you should dye your hair and spike it up. And here's some cool jackets. And then he went to like Rizzler camp. You know what I mean? Like
he got his golden fedora.
He graduated first in his golden fedora.
This man is the
class.
Definition of someone who is part of the golden fedora society. Like he is.
He went
like,
to Riz camp.
He is the golden fedora king. He replaced the golden fedora with his golden hair. Like that's, and VZ won't shut up about the bleach blonde hair, by the way.
Yeah, because
like,
he is a good looking kid.
Yeah,
he's and he's really kid. Smart, but he's definitely, he dresses like what you would imagine a guy trying to get into a club in West Hollywood looks like. Like he's just got that like, what's up? Like everything I put together is intentional that chicks are going to love.
They're going to absolutely.
And the way he talks to is like, oh, hell yeah. I'm the man. I make out all day, every day, all day. Let's go. You know, like he's like a walking stereotype of just a guy who's trying to get girls.
At one point, one of the guys said, let's go. And Cassie goes, I hate when guys say, let's go. Like, where are they going?
Yeah, like, where are you ready to go? It's true. It's the most base.
I say it all the time accidentally. You go, let's go. And I'm like, why do you guys say, let's go?
I think it shows a lack of, like, range. You know what I mean? Like, it's real basic.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I can be accused of
but
that.
But Miles comes out, you know, being like, Olivia's too basic looking. Cassie's, so he's calling out the girls for being basic.
And
Miles is literally in here. He makes my whole body hurt. Like genuinely, I could barely look at the screen when he first came on because the golden fedora energy was so palpable and he was just like, yeah, you know, I look like a fuck boy and yeah, it's true. I'm looking for my baddies. And he keeps talking about like all the women. He's like, yeah, of course I've texted that I'm breaking up with somebody. When you're juggling like 16 women at once, like I don't have time to have individual calls. And his initial intro is he's like, he made a comment about how he's got his bleach blonde hair and he's always turnt till 4 a.m. I'm like, you stay up till 4 a.m. every night. I get why you're hyper.
Yeah, like, hey,
you're
yeah,
the one that
yeah, exactly. The exactly. Also, hey, no shit talking. It's not impressive to drink a lot and party. Like, it's not an impressive trait.
No.
So you saying, yo, I go out till 4 a.m. as a 25 year old. Like, that's not impressive. Like, there's nothing about that that's crazy. AI engineer, impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Partying.
Yeah, I'd be leading with the AI engineer piece
and it's
of it
like,
all.
Hey, I don't think girls love to hear that you party all the time. I don't think that's going to get you a lot of, like, I don't know. It's some Riz book stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a Riz conference 2024 vibe.
Oh my God. And honestly, Miles came in and he said from the top, he's like, people either love me or hate me. And he came in and the first thing they did is play the for real game. And it was a game essentially seeing where they land morally. Yeah. And everyone was on the same page except Miles.
Yeah.
Miles was like, he was saying,
I'll break up with you over text. He was saying,
Miles was saying like he would unfriend someone who was canceled. Everyone else was like, no, I'd stick by my friend's side. And Miles was like, yeah, they're out.
Yeah.
And, you know, dating OnlyFans individuals, like he, you know, I will say Paul and Kyle said no. I'm surprised they didn't get more heat for that.
He's like, I've already done it 5 times.
Yeah, but he didn't say it where it was like, Brandon was like, sex work is real work. And we're like, hell yeah, Brandon. Miles is just like, yeah, well, obviously I always do. Blah, 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 blah. It's like such a different energy. It was like, oh my God, Miles. And then, yeah, he said that he would not keep a friend cheating a secret. He's like, no, I'd fucking burn their ass. And you're like, oh, and so everyone, oh, and then he said he's broken up over text. And so he was going the opposite of everyone. So immediately everyone was like, we don't like Miles very much. So he had to kind of do some grafting work, as the Love Island folks say. And he had to get in and he got in with Cassie because he's like, hey, we're part of the blonde society, the blonde Sherlocks, whatever, a bleached blonde Sherlock. I don't know what he said. But she was like, oh my God, we both are blonde. And so then they, I guess, became friends.
Who, me? But
then he'd started to make his way back up, because as soon as everyone said he was the most human, he started to seem to gain more favor with everyone. And I'll say this about Miles. Miles is a fucking piece of work, okay? And he, like I said, I could barely watch him the first episode, because just anytime anyone said something, he was like, when they were talking astrology, he was like, fucking bullshit. Like,
right.
I'd rather be talking to a beautiful woman. And you're like, oh my God. Like, he's just so out of control. But I do genuinely believe, like you were saying, he's a super smart guy, clearly. Super smart. And he then, in insecurity, went hardcore in the whole, like, I'm the fucking man energy. And I think deep down there's a sweet guy if you push past him trying to be a certain way. And I feel like he's starting to act a little more like himself. He's getting less like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Like, he did hashtag bang bang circle gang to like intro everybody. And it's weird. Like, okay.
But I will say
he seems to be
he's pretty good flirt with QT. Like, well, he's pretty smooth.
I think, okay, so my thing,
I thought it was gonna be worse, but I was like, dang,
I know, but I
good.
Think I think that he is a nicer guy than he comes off as, probably when you get to know him deep down. But I think the outfit that he's wearing is, but I do think it goes deep. So
you
I'm
mean
not
like his
saying
Gucci denim.
Yeah. He's doing. But I think we're starting to see a different side of Miles.
Yeah.
More like actually
he's chilling
who he
out.
Is.
He's chilling out.
And I could see him actually being somebody who people start to like towards the end more. But then I could also see him betraying people.
I could see that. But my thing is this. The best thing that happened to Miles was the AI situation.
Yes, 100%.
Because he was very undisliked. But then the AI thing made him seem the most human, which then put him, people are groveling for his attention and love at this point. So best thing to happen was the AI. Who knows what would have happened without the AI? But I do think the AI really put him in a good place.
That's very true. Now, okay, by the way, what I want to like, I do want to roll backwards when I say I think deep down he's a nice guy. I'm not advocating for Miles right now. I don't think that I'm like if one of my friends was like, I'm talking to Miles, I'd be like, literally run as
you're
far as
you're just saying you don't
can.
Think he's as bad as he first came out.
Yes. I think that we might see a sweeter
it's
side.
An act. He's trying to be
Miles.
A cool guy. Yes. It's not natural.
It's not natural at all. I think it's unnatural for him, for sure. So I just think we're going to see a different side to him. Not maybe like sweetheart, but like a different side to him. Now, I will tell you, I'm very concerned because he has gotten into QT's ears. And I think QT is probably the best player in the game right now. And also seems amazing and fabulous. And I want her to run from Miles and she's like vibing on him, and I feel like she could win this game, but he could be the downfall if she gets too caught
up
in their relationship. And I also don't want it to be a situation where then like the game ends and they like start to date, because like, QT deserves much more. That's it.
Got it. Love it.
That's it.
Next
we have Brandon, aka Olivia, who is my most favorite player. I love Brandon so much. So Brandon comes in and he is a 34-year-old, I believe, nursing assistant, and he's going to be catfishing. He's playing his friend Olivia.
Yeah.
And I literally, everything about Brandon I'm obsessed with, and I think all I want for Brandon, and I believe that America's heart will be with Brandon. Like, everyone I think is going to be rooting him on, because what I want for Brandon is I want him to walk away from this show having the most followers out of all those people and getting like all the social media deals, and for him to become like a powerful influencer. That's what I want for him.
Yeah, he's super sweet. He's definitely like wear his heart on his sleeve. You know, crying already about the feeling of
in
his head.
Yes.
But I do think that this level of like empathy will probably, I don't think he'll win, but I think it'll make him go a long ways, because people will sense an honesty there, even though he's catfishing everybody. but, you know, it's kind of a mix. It's kind of like I will say this, he's best suited to catfish. Versus who else is a catfish on there who's doing the worst job ever. You know what I mean? But I think that he's doing a better job getting into the character.
Yes.
In, you know, infusing himself into this Olivia character.
Yeah. Well,
the kind of secret to catfishing, right? It's like you can't go full catfish. You kind of have to find it in you. What about you is like this catfish to blend it, to make it real? And I feel like he's kind of getting lost in Olivia.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
when I'm watching it, I'm forgetting he's catfishing half the time.
I forgot, I think probably 95% of the time that he was catfishing. I was like, oh yeah, like, it's Brandon.
Oh yeah, versus the
because
Paul
I also
situation.
Think that Brandon would be like the people that Brandon's connecting with as Olivia on the show, I feel like those people will love Brandon IRL.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, exactly. I think they'd be besties in real life anyway. So it's like, okay, it's the difference between, it's Olivia versus Brandon.
Yeah.
But I just for Brandon, he came in and he was talking about his insecurities, which like, fuck the beauty standards of this world. Yeah. I think Brandon is absolutely adorable. Yeah, I think he's a catch. And I want this moment for Brandon, for him to like emerge from this realizing how amazing he is, because he's fucking funny. He has a beautiful heart.
Sure.
Like, I want a shining moment for Brandon, because the fact that we right away saw him feeling all these insecurities, that he comes out of this feeling more secure than he's ever been with all the support of the US of A. That's
wow,
what I want.
Look at that.
That's
campaign.
What I want.
I love him.
I'm obsessed with
him.
He's
sweet.
Yeah. And the fact that I'm sorry, but he's the player who, when Steffi was going under, he like went out of his way to try to advocate for her. Like he took a risk by being like, hey, I really don't think that you should make it be like, he didn't
watch
have to
it all
do
be
that.
An act, and then he's like, you all fell for my stupid pawns. You think that I'm insecure? I'm in control of everyone's emotion, let alone mine. Yeah.
But I loved you, by the way, when he started, where he was like, but he said too, he's like, this isn't going to be hard for me to be in the apartment alone because I spend a lot of time in my apartment alone.
Yeah.
He's like, the only thing is that I'm going to have to remember not to touch myself because I'm on camera.
So funny. I love that.
And I was like, that's so real, because I was thinking about how if you're alone in a room and they're filming you, at a certain point you stop remembering that you're being filmed.
sure
and what
picking your nose, touching yourself,
like
whatever, farting,
habits.
You know, just like stuff
like,
that people do.
Y'all would catch me literally like squeezing my zits
for
an hour and a half in front of the mirror. You'd be like, you need
over
to start
time,
engaging
start to...
people with the circle, stop picking, like it'd just be like just squeezing 24/7.
Like the circle over the season, there has to have been some like radical, like people forget and they start doing stuff in the room.
Well,
like week three, you know, people like they gotta have some footage in there that's like been deleted. That's like,
or you got some like people who just go, fuck it, I don't care,
and
just
are just whack
absolutely
it right
whacking
here.
In front of everyone.
They're just like, you hey, know? Sorry, buddy, whoever's editing this, but I need my moment here.
100%. There has to be.
Wow.
I believe it.
Although you could really use it as like a semen retention thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
oh,
some people
God,
do that.
There we go.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like
you
Zach Shallcross or something.
Really, if you want to do like a, if you want to do it, be like, oh, I'm kind of forced to do this here, so let's go for it. You know, if you're into that, you know, which people are, I guess, whatever. Okay. Should we take a break? Sorry, y'all, I'm a little unhinged today, but you know, it is what it is.
Let's take one last pause. Oh my God.
You like that transition?
I was like, absolutely. What a pro he is, everybody. He's an absolute professional over here. Listen, family, if you're listening to this on Friday the 19th, you know if you celebrate the holiday of 420, that business is tomorrow. So happy holidays, you know, with a
well
Z.
Done.
And if you have Viya, you know that you're celebrating the right way. Okay. Viya's hemp products are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. They've got it all. Need to chill out after a long day of DMing an AI bot? There's a gummy for that, honey. Dealing with anxiety or stress from DMing an AI bot? There's a gummy for that, honey. Okay. Or want to set the mood in the bedroom? Set the mood in your alone bedroom. There's a gummy for that. And you know, Evan and I, we've talked about this, have tried this gummy, and we'll just say that we absolutely enjoyed it. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Viya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC all-in-one mind-blowing gummy called High Love, and we highly recommend. Okay, if you're interested, and if you are 21 and over, check out the link to Viya in our description and use code MOMDAD to get 15% off.
I love Viya's gummies. They offer a wide array with and without THC, which is really nice. And what's so cool is that each gummy has their own unique strengths and effects catered to your routines. Whether you're looking for better sleep, relief, or just a nice buzz, Viya has something for you. And the best part, Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required.
You love their Dreams gummy before bed.
One of my favorites.
And after you take that, I have to tell you, family, like, you are blissfully sleeping. terrifying, that's for sure. Their products range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams of THC. So these guys have you covered, whether you're looking for a microdose or to enjoy more potent effects. And by the way, they also have zero THC products. If THC isn't for you, you can still take advantage of their CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. I love their zero THC products. My favorites are Flow State while I'm working in Zen before bedtime. So if you are 21 years of age and over, check out the link to Via in our description and use the code MOMDAD to receive 15% off. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. So appreciate it. Celebrate 420 the right way with Via. Happy holidays. So, well, as I was saying, I love Brandon. Okay, I love Brandon, aka yeah. Olivia. Yeah. And I think that he's going to go very far, and he's who I'm rooting for.
Okay.
I would actually kind of live for a Brandon Max showdown. Top two, Brandon Max.
Oh, you just like them at the end?
Yes. Okay. A showdown all between right. him and the AI. Okay. Right.
The catfish versus the AI.
I think Max is too strong. Max would be like, I sense weakness and insecurity and in crying. I will then start to pick away. You know what I mean?
True. All this because
leave
Max,
him wounded.
Max seems so lovely right now. Like we said, when Max was saying certain things, we were like, oh my God, he is a non-problematic king AI. Yeah, like Max was there when all of a sudden.
Max is capable of horrific things. let's not get it sorted. It's AI,
it was like,
right?
It was so iconic and wonderful at one point when the bros were trying to make a bro union and they invited Max. Max was kind of like, well, I'm having to process the fact that there's not like a lot of like gender diversity and talking about inclusivity. Yeah. And then he was like trying to resist. And I was like, oh my God, okay, our king AI.
Yes.
You know what? We'll get rid of all the real ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't trust him. He's still coming for you. Don't get it twisted. He's luring you in.
Oh my God. Well, okay. Next we have Cassie. Cassie, who's 29 from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Cassie's, I can't not do the accent when I talk about Cassie.
Cassie's
everybody.
Great. I love just like, what? What's going on over here? What is that word? This big word. Why are you saying that? And she's just like, I'm just mama. You know, me and my babies. You know, one thing I will say is I'm real excited to go to the bathroom alone. Woo, it's been so long. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's the best.
Cassie also is just like very much, they make her house pink, by the way. She's
I love all this pink.
She's a lash like, tech artist.
You never graduated college. You know what I mean? It's like you're just like in a frat the whole,
a sorority
the whole time. Yes. You know, she just gives like, I was in the sorority and those were the best god darn times. in my life, and I still talk to my girls, and we go on trips every summer. And
she has big sorority energy. She also gives me big, like, has a lot of paraphernalia around her house that alludes to her, you know, I drink my wine because I have my kids, or it's like, this is my breakfast wine.
Yeah, my sweet tea. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just like, I love it.
The mommy wine culture.
Yeah, mommy wine, you know, live, laugh, love, big time.
And her, when they said that there's an AI amongst the players, and she goes, oh, I know, it's those little avatar things.
Yeah, like those little avatar things. Like when you were like, first of all, those things are like 9 feet tall. Second of all, they're just aliens. Like, I don't know.
First of all,
avatar.
But then I thought, does she mean like avatars? Like when you play games, it's like an avatar?
No, definitely not. She's thinking the movie.
Yeah. And I was
she's not a gamer enough to know like what an avatar in a game is.
Because I was like, you just called them little avatars. I'm like, you mean the 10-foot tall blue aliens? Are not little avatars. Yeah. I'm like wrong on both accounts.
I will say, I'm just very jealous of her. She doesn't know what AI is. She doesn't know what, you know, she's like confusing it with avatar. And I'm like, I'm jealous of that. Just like, woo, another day of sun. You know what I mean? Like, it's just life so simple when you're just cruising around.
Listen,
not thinking about all the horrors. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something.
She's just floating.
Let me tell you something. Cassie, as a single mother, she though had a situation where she caught, this is so sad. It was so sad. She caught her ex-husband cheating on her.
Oh yeah.
So she created a fake profile and like catfished him to prove that he was cheating, which is so devastating. But also on another note, she could be a very powerful player. She does the whole like, I don't know what that means.
It could be kind of playing into a fake energy.
Well, she's like very much like, for instance, she doesn't like Steffi and she's pretty like take her down. Like, I think that she might be a sleeper. Like, everyone's kind of, you know, it's like, oh, it's Cassie, you know.
But she might be a sleeper.
I mean, she was able to prove this. And then also, too, like, the feeling, the passion of wanting to catch someone after you're having to go through the trauma of your ex-husband cheating on you. True. I'd be, if I was in her situation, I'd be like, I'm going to catch all those fucking catfish. Yeah. Like, I'd be in that energy. Like, maybe she's going to let that, like, fuel her. It's just something to think about.
I like that idea. I like that. It's a different angle. I like that.
I just feel like she might float in the middle for a long time and then end up kind of being the one who sneaks by.
Yeah.
Because she's laid low so far.
Yeah.
Like, we hear her in her apartment talking, but as far as chats go, she's laid pretty low.
That's true.
Hasn't voiced, hasn't been controversial, hasn't come for any players, like, on the chat. Yeah. I don't know. I think Cassie might be the one. Also, as a mother, she is so used to, with two kids, being a single mom, that woman is working her ass off 24/7. And for the first time in however long, she's alone. Do you know how much energy she has?
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going to play the goddamn game. I'm going to play the game. She's got so much energy. When you got, when you're
social energy,
when you're used to having two kids as a single parent, I can't even imagine. I got the one and I'm not a single parent. And you're like, yeah.
You ever have that where you're with your kid a lot and then all of a sudden, Lee, shut up. You don't know what we're talking about. like where you, you're like with your kid a lot and then you hang out with adults and you're like, oh my God, I forgot about this energy. Like, it's a completely different thing. So she might be coming in.
She might come in with a lot of social energy. That's all I'm saying. Next we have Steffi, who shows up with an emotional support skeleton. She literally carries in a skeleton. She dresses this thing up constantly, sleeps with it in her bed. She says it's nothing sexual. It's a wild move. And Steffi is a psychic medium and astrologer, but she says, I don't want to tell anybody in this group that I'm a psychic, so they think anything of me. I'll just come in as an astrologer in like yoga business, right? But okay, I want to say this right off the top. This woman was talking to Olivia, aka Brandon, at one point, wakes up from sleep one morning and goes, oh, I was having this dream and I just can't get over the fact that it's just Olivia has to be a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other person that she's like, no, they're lying, they're a catfish, is Paul, who is actually Caress. She's nailed the two catfish and she's the only one.
Yes.
She's the one who initiated the Paul stuff and came for Paul and started making people question. And though she's friends with Olivia and hasn't pushed the fact that she thinks Olivia is a catfish, she woke up and said, I think Olivia is a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fact that the one psychic is actually right is kind of crazy.
It is kind of
like,
crazy.
It's kind of crazy. Everyone else is really far off right now, I feel like. And the psychic is right. I'm just saying, Steffi, it looks like you might get kicked off here soon and the people aren't really vibing with you, but you're going to get a lot of damn business from this show because I'll call you. I'm like, you picked the two catfish just off of your psychic vibes? I'm like, I mean, I'd call her and be like, you tell me about what's coming for me.
Yeah.
Like 100%. That's crazy.
I'm a little bit like with her, I go, I'm not doubting her psychic abilities. I think she probably has something there.
I mean, she was right about both of them.
She's maybe got some medium abilities as well. I'm not doubting
any. Yeah, she's a psychic medium.
I'm not debating any of her skills. She's an amazing astrologer, right? Like, people are like, what's my sign? This. And then she has a full chart breakdown for him. Bam,
trines.
Bam, bam. Right, all that stuff. She's saying trine and shit. Listen. Ability and skill wise, she's running people through yoga exercises. She's clearly very good at what she does and also like very highly educated in her world. But there is a there is a vibe of kind of insufferable ego thing going on, which is like, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm into is my personality is why I'm better than you energy.
Yeah.
And also can't like take the heat that she serves out too. So she'll like roast Paul. She'll like send shots at people across the bow. And then if anyone says anything about her, she starts bawling and going, everyone knows I'm such an amazing person. And I'm so sweet.
That's
if only they knew how amazing I was. And I'm kind of going, So someone said your photo looks AI, and then all of a sudden you're like breaking down after you shot you after you if you went after multiple people.
I'm like, also, by the way, having someone tell you that your photo looks like a stock photo is a compliment. I'm like, yeah, I look like, if you tell me that I look like AI generated, I'd be like, well, thank you very much.
Exactly. And so I'm just a little bit like, it's when you know, it's the thing. Whenever someone talks about how great of a person they are,
yeah,
it's usually a bad sign, right? Whenever it's like, oh, I'm such a good guy, it's like, okay, something's saying there. Oh, I'm an amazing friend. It's like, okay, maybe like whenever you have to kind of say that about yourself. And then also it's like the like the emotional support skeleton, it's a little bit like,
it's
we
a
know
lot.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, we know you don't have, we know you got that at Party Supply Store before you came here, and this is a whole bit. And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a little much. It's a little performative. You know what I mean? Like, obviously there's some truth to it.
Sure.
But it gets real performative with her. And so it starts to become really disingenuous. You can't really tell what's true, what's not, what's genuine, what's not.
Yeah.
And she is also kind of having that LA thing that's like, I'm not better than you, but I really recommend that you get on my level because it's really nice up here. The air is very, very clear. You know what I mean? So that's the energy. She's not bad. She's just like giving me that feeling I get when I'm around those type of people.
I understand that. It's a little bit of a trigger for
it's like,
you.
We are all the same, but I'm just better than you. You know what I mean? It's just like you're finding a way to make me feel like I'm worse than you. And it's like, that's what's oozing out of the camera.
Well, I think when she did the whole group, like, hey, everybody come on to the yoga.
Yeah.
And she initiated that group chat, which at first I thought was a good move. And then I was like, oh, that's putting a lot of eyes on you. If you slip up at all or someone doesn't like your vibe.
Or if people aren't into yoga, right? Like half the people were like, I don't like yoga. Like, Miles didn't like it. Cassie didn't like it. Like multiple people were like,
yeah, this
like,
is not for me. Right. And so it just was interesting to be like, okay, it was a bold move, but like the way that she served it was a little bit like, obviously everyone will love this and be grateful, like I would like to offer you a free astrological reading. It was like, that's a very, I would love that. I'd be messaging Stephanie every single day being like, give me all my readings.
But it's also serving like,
but if you don't like you have to know that a lot of people aren't into astrology, so to say like, hey, nice to meet you, I would like to offer you this, is a little bit like, well, maybe I don't want that.
It's giving advice, unsolicited advice.
Yes,
vibes.
Sure.
It's kind of like if you walked in here and been like, I had a billionaire idea. It's like, well, you know what you should do, man? You really need to start working on it. And it's kind of like, I didn't really ask what I didn't say, do you have any ideas, Evan?
Yeah, 100%.
I just started spewing on you.
But I don't like, I think she's a very nice.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it can rub people the wrong way.
But I do get why. Because to, like you said, the fact that she, out of nowhere, starts coming for people.
Yes.
So like she came for Paul out of nowhere.
If she was full empathy, it'd be like, oh, okay, you're just kind of hippie
but
vibes.
But she came and she keeps coming for him.
Yes.
And then he ends up coming for her and she can't handle it. And then I think, I have to look back at my notes, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, that she, after coming for Paul and putting his name out there, when she went to Miles and they had that game where everyone had to say who they think is AI.
Yeah.
Didn't even say Paul, I don't think. I think she said Kyle.
That's what I'm saying. So she's so shooting, like, she's shooting at randoms.
Yeah, but I was
this
a
point.
Little bit like, what's that strategy? Like you have been coming for Paul for the past few days and like put his name out there. And now all of a sudden you're just putting someone else's name out there.
Wait,
like
was it Kyle? But I know QT's the one that said the AI abs.
I know, but I think I have to check, but I'm pretty sure that, yes, confirmation. Steffi said Kyle when they had that game where the U robot game where everyone got to plead their case to Miles. Steffi goes, Kyle, his photos look like duplicates and they're too far away. And I was like, you're going to come for Paul hard and then you're not going to say Paul? It was an interesting tactic. That was interesting.
That is weird.
Anywho. I mean, it looks like everyone seemed like a united group. For the most part, that was like, get Steffi out.
Yeah.
But then, you know, of course, Steffi had then the support of Olivia, had the support of Lauren and a few other people who were like, yeah, no, we think that, you know, she's like a lovely person and we think that she's real.
Yeah.
But she was getting very like emotionally distraught by the fact that people think she could be AI.
Yeah.
But I guess that would be offensive if people were like, yeah, like, can't you tell by the way she types? She's definitely not real. I guess if someone said that about my text, I'd be like, oh, that kind of hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's no emotion in them. I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
It makes me feel kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, on to the next one. Next up, we have, oh my gosh, Okay, so Brandon is who I'm cheering for, but maybe my favorite player entertainment-wise is Caress, who has come in and who is 37 and a motivational speaker. We got to have a motivational speaker on a reality TV show. It's our bread and butter, yes. Everybody. Caress is playing her younger brother, Paul. So she is catfishing as Paul, who is 26 years old. He's got 300,000 followers plus, and he's a rapper. He
seemed risky to like do someone that has a lot of followers.
Has some notoriety. Like, yeah, you never know if someone recognized
someone
him.
Like, wait a second, I gotta know that guy.
But I guess because she's like, oh, it's my brother, she could answer any question probably about him.
Yeah.
But apparently her brother isn't single, but she's gonna be single playing Paul. And Caress, aka Paul, is my most favorite player to watch, because watching Caress play Paul to me is the same as watching Amanda Bynes in She's the Man. Okay. Yeah. There is no difference, because it's like when Amanda Bynes puts on the wig and then like joins the men's soccer team and comes in and is just like, hey, what's up, everybody? Brethren, brothers, hey, and is like hitting the guys too hard, and they're like, whoa, what?
Yes.
Paul Caress comes out as Paul and is literally just like coming in so hard. He's like, hashtag bro code, my bros for life. We got my bros.
Yeah. But then rapping about her friend. Right, like everyone's rapping about a crush they have, and then Paul, the fake Paul, is rapping about his best buddy, which is the biggest tell ever. That it's not Paul. It was hilarious. That like it wasn't like, oh, it was so funny to me.
And Kyle was literally like, no, Paul, stop. You're going to draw attention. Paul literally is just like, you're my best friend. We've got an alliance. Let's do this thing in front of everyone. And it was just, and I literally, like, it makes me cry laugh watching Paul, because Paul comes in and Caress is just kind of like, okay, like, Paul's got to be this way and everyone's got to know, like, Paul is a real rapper and, like, get this energy from him, and comes in and is writing, not to stereotype men, because all men are different, sure, but in general, you're having a two sentences.
Yeah.
Paul comes in and always has massive paragraphs. Like, comes in and is just like, hey, everyone, like, long explanations. And at one point when Paul's talking to one of the women, is like, hashtag respect boundaries. And I'm like, I wish that more men were like this. If I saw some guy on the circle go hashtag respect boundaries, I'd be like, that's probably a woman.
Respect boundaries was like the biggest.
It was like, hashtag I'm in therapy.
Hey, what up, dudes? Let's hang out later and just talk about how much we respect women. Anyway, just thought it would be a good idea. Come over to my house. We'll have some mimosas. Beers. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally like the most, like, if you're not paying attention to it, they got to be cutting out right now, like, people suspecting that Paul's not Paul.
Well, that's like when Steffi all of a sudden comes out and goes, Paul's someone in disguise, like, Paul's a catfish. I'd be like,
guys, let's go on a golf trip and chug beers. But I also booked us an amazing spa day. It's like, wait, what?
Like, I'd be like, Paul might be very dynamic, I'm getting from Paul is that Paul, like, it. But what makes me laugh so hard is that Caress playing Paul, like, when she then ended up getting them all locked into the bro code.
Yeah.
The reactions were killing me. Like, when all the guys were down to be part of, like, a bro assembly, she was just like, those are my guys, my bros, like, losing it, like, so, like, those are my dudes. And then after the bro code is, like, you know, thumbs up, everyone's like, yeah, we're down, we're all gonna make this work together, she locks in on Kyle and she won't leave Kyle.
Yeah, because she read a book on, like, how to chat with the boys. And so, but then she starts getting off book a little bit, because she starts getting, like, almost insecure about how she's doing as a dude. So it's like, you know, let me just follow up again. Like, she's like re-texting him and over and over again. And
being
like, we're still cool, right? We're still best friends, and I'm still invited to your birthday party, right? Like, that
There's
was
like
the energy.
There's like three scenes of Kyle being like,
dude, again?
Oh, dude, Paul, why the hell is Paul wanting to chat again?
Yeah.
Like, and then Paul comes in and it's literally like every time.
It's like, king. You know what I mean? It's like, imagine your friend texting you 3 hours earlier and then texting you again 2 hours later and being like, my absolute best friend! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. It feels so good to know that you'll never leave me and you'll always be my best friend. Do you feel the same way? And you're like, yes.
So literally, like, at one point, they get off a full, like, group chat. Like, everyone's talking. It's a game. And, like, 30 seconds later, Paul DMs Kyle, and it's, like, in all caps, bro, with, like, a 30 exclamation marks. And it's just, like, you just talked to Kyle 10 seconds ago. And Kyle's just, Kyle's like,
again?
No, Kyle is, like, I can't. And then when they bring up the fact there's an AI in the room, that's then when Kyle's, like, I think Paul's AI, because why is Paul acting like this? Paul's always just like, I'm just checking up because as an AI, I have time endlessly.
Doesn't it feel good to have human emotion? Yeah. Coursing through and our human bodies.
And then at one point, one of my most favorite moments in the four episodes is when Kyle suspects that Paul might be AI. So Kyle asks Paul a question. He's like, oh, Paul, he's 26. He's a rapper. He's gonna know this. Okay. I think they're both from the same area. Mm-hmm. And Kyle says, would you rather, like, I miss going outside, blah, 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 blah. Would you rather spend a day in Venice or in Manhattan Beach? And that's like his trick question to Paul, because Kyle's like, if this is a 20,
which I wouldn't have passed, and I live here.
Sure. Like, but you're also a 35-year-old married man.
Sure.
Kyle, I thought it was a really smart question, because Kyle was like, okay, if he's a 26-year-old single dude, Manhattan Beach is like where the families hang out. Yeah. He's going to go to Venice to like party it up. So he's going to say Venice. So he said, what do you think, Paul, Venice or Manhattan Beach? And Caress, aka Paul's choice, is like, oh, this could be a trick. I'm going to dodge the question, and goes, oh man, not so much of a beach person, but definitely want to take you up on going on a hike together when we're out of this. And Kyle's like, I didn't ask.
And,
I was
and like, smash some beers on our head. Pick up some hot chicks on the trail.
And I also have this like fantasy of what might be happening is also she's the man, Amanda Bynes, Channing Tatum energy, mm-hmm. is that like Caress as Paul is maybe gonna fall in love with Kyle, but Kyle thinks right. Kyle, but like she's playing her brother, but then she's kind of maybe fall in love. She's like, Kyle, we're gonna go hiking later, right? Like, it's just like this. Like,
it's like, Kyle, you have epic abs, dude. Can, you have any more pics I could look at of your abs? Just like more inspiration for me and my abs.
I am literally obsessed, and the fact that like Paul is maybe on the chopping block really depresses me, because I feel like Caress, aka Paul, is so entertaining. It's definitely
cringe and entertaining.
It's so cringe and it's so entertaining. But then I guess if Paul loses Kyle, it might be too much for Paul.
Yeah, like I love Kyle, but Kyle could go.
Kyle could go. Kyle's
just like regular dude on show, being a regular guy. But I will say he's the most balanced, normal person on the show, probably. Yeah. So there's not as much just like insanity to watch versus Caress Paul situation. There's definitely more like meltdowns and her trying to come back.
Paul can't go. I need Paul to stay. Yeah. I need Paul to stay. Well, after they all meet each other, obviously we've been talking about all the ins and outs of everything. But at one point then they do have their very first vote where they end up rating each other, and Paul is rated the least popular, and Caresses Scream.
Nobody likes Paul or Caress. Like, whatever personality she's spewing out to like get people to like is not working.
She's like, Caress seems so cool, and I'm like, just act like yourself. Yeah, just be yourself.
Chill out. The boys, the boys. Like, it's really over the top. So maybe she's trying to kind of like, you know what I mean? It's actually method acting.
Well, motivational speaker. Yeah. We're embodying right now.
And that she's trying to kind of like motivate, speak herself into the day, because she's super disheartened by the fact that everyone hates her. So it's just like, today's a new day and nothing's going to stop us today. And it's very like, okay, don't get down.
I think that Caress thought that Paul was going to be like the most popular. Yeah. And so when all of a sudden she finds out that her, you know, her character, Paul, is the least popular, she just goes, no!
It's so funny.
I was crying laughing. So.
And then she starts getting a little pissed. She's like, well, I'm coming at you, Steph. I'm coming at you, Kyle. I'm coming at everybody.
Oh, yeah. And she does. And so they have, when they do the rankings, though, so it's seventh is Paul, fifth, Cassie and Miles tie for fifth. Kyle is fourth. Steffi's third. Lauren is second. And Brandon, a.k.a. Olivia, is first. And so officially Brandon becomes an influencer. And that was another moment that I was obsessed with. Brandon was like living his influencer fantasy, of which we need to see him become one. And he was like, it's a check mark, and was like, oh my God. And he felt so encouraged because he's
felt really so down
and like, I don't think anyone's vibing with me or really likes Olivia and I'm not doing a good job. And then he was the most popular. He was number one. And I was like, yes, that is our king. And I just, I was so overjoyed. And that was just like a very beautiful moment to me. But here's the thing. This time they have a little twist. Influencers aren't getting rid of anyone. They get to pick two new people to add to the game.
Right.
So, Brandon, a.k.a. Olivia, ends up picking Corey Tyler. We meet Corey Tyler. She is 26 years old and from L.A. She's the super fan of the circle. She is a former Lakers dancer. Yeah. She says she is single as a Pringle and wants to mastermind the game. And when QT enters the game, a.k.a. Corey Tyler, she, like I said, I think she's playing the game the best.
Yes.
I felt like when we were watching her throughout it, she clicked with the girls, but then she wouldn't give too much. She literally was saying, I can't give too much information. Yeah. But then she starts flirting with Miles and is feeling Miles, but also isn't letting it sway her from having other.
No, I feel like she has a mini crush because she's being crushed on.
Yeah.
But she's being like, he's clearly like,
I think he's really a little smitten kitten. Yeah.
And she's like, well, okay, this is amazing. How can I use this?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kyle and Miles right away saw Corey Tyler and they were like, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, Miles, like, maybe I should make this singleness
permanent. And I think
permanent.
Kyle was a little bit hurt that, Kyle was super hurt.
Was trying not to say, I guarantee you, maybe he even said this and they cut it, was like, how is it possible I'm losing to Miles right now?
I felt the same way.
You know what I mean?
I was like, why?
He's like, how is it humanly possible that QT and me and Lauren, that I'm not in a throuple with these two? How is it that Max, the guy with the goats, who doesn't smile, is beating me out for Lauren? And how is Miles, Poppy Fuego, beating me out with QT? Like, what is happening right now?
But QT's...
I love when you see, like, super hot people, like, get rattled with their, like, no one's into them. You just see their, like, brain melting. They're like, wait, this has never happened.
This doesn't happen. But QT has the chat, too, because QT right away comes in, and she's like, oh, I'd love to be hot mommy Fuego.
Exactly.
And I'm like, it's good. It's very good. So she's playing the game really well, and I think, and she's had friendships, but then she's also calling out some people. So she called out Kyle's abs.
Yeah, she's the one that said the
AI
abs.
Which had to be heartbreaking for Kyle.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, QT. Wait, what?
And then he talked to her in that singular chat and was like, I thought that we were good. And then she was like, oh, I kind of felt bad. Like, it was kind of a joke, but sorry. And he's like, you just put eyeballs on me.
Yeah.
And I think those eyeballs might be getting Miles to cut Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey's brought in Corey Tyler. And then that is officially when Max is brought in the AI chatbot. And the AI chatbot has been sourcing all of the past seasons of The Circle to create the perfect profile. And the AI creates Max, a male who is 28, a vet intern, which is, by the way, the perfect job. Like, a vet intern is like, so everyone loves it. Yeah. Right. But not a vet. So like, the questions you can say, oh, I don't know yet, because you're not a veterinarian. You're a vet intern. Right.
Right.
And then he also said, well, I have this photo. He used a photo of himself holding a dog because apparently it does better by 38% on social media.
And so it was true, too, because everyone reacted. Oh, my God, I love that dog. Oh, my God, I love that dog. Oh, my God, I love that dog.
It's wild. And he doesn't know anything about the other players going in, or the AI doesn't know anything about the other players going in. And it's absolutely wild, everybody. Like, I mean, if you watched it, you all saw it. Every single one of the responses was like so good, and everyone responded to it in a way that immediately everyone was like, we love Max. Mm-hmm. And everyone loved Max.
It was actually amazing how well the AI did, because it was so funny, creative, interesting. It was unique too. So it had like, it didn't sound like everyone else did. Everyone else was kind of homogenized a little bit in their responses. This one had a little bit of a different flair, but in a more human way.
Yes.
Which is really interesting.
Yes.
And then the picture that he chose was like him with cows. So it's like, yes, the smiling and glasses didn't help,
But I wouldn't have even ever thought of
but
that.
But everyone else looked a more stock photo. His looked really real.
Yeah.
Because he's not like a super good looking guy. He's just a normal looking guy. And the cows wasn't like I'm in Ibiza.
Right. Well, it was like, what was the day that you felt the best? And it was like, oh, this is this trip, maybe hiking, blah, 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 blah. Well, and it's so funny because as soon as Miles said, called out like, hey, those cows have more life than you do. Like, give us a smile, Max. I right away thought, oh, if I was
I thought about this too. Go. What are you going to say?
I was like, if I was Max, I'd make a comment about how, like, I don't like my teeth.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I hate my teeth, man. So I just am feeling insecure about it because that would make it feel real.
But then Max had a private chat alone with Miles and popped in and goes, hey, Mr. Personality, calling himself. Hey, it's Mr. Personality. Like, because Miles called him out and Max says, don't worry, I'm getting the teeth worked on. You'll see a smile.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting the smile upgrade soon or something. Yeah,
made an allusion to the fact that he's like insecure about his teeth. Oh my God. That's
it's crazy. It's crazy. He's a better human than humans are. It really is.
Like, genuinely, I would like talking to him more than like pretty much all these people. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have obviously tons of back and forth that we've talked about.
Yeah.
We have another game time, which is the rap game, which is when Steffi ends up coming for Paul. And she calls him out for being as a catfish.
Yeah.
Paul then is absolutely befuddled and then does the rap about Kyle. Kyle is like, dude, shut up. People, you literally just put out that we're in an alliance.
Paul is my friend. It would be crazy if I had a crush on you, but I don't because I'm just hanging and everything's fine and you're super hot, but not in that way. You're just cool. And I am totally one of the guys. Like, it definitely is screamed. Like, there's something so funny about doing a rap. Like, you could have done a rap about the whole crew. You could have done a rap about the experience.
Or a random person be like, hey, I get to know you more. Yeah, like, you
but
know,
to write a rap. As you're trying to be this fake guy rapper about your best bud is so funny to me.
It's so sweet.
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. It's so not on brand. It's incredible.
And it was so funny too because like actually Caress was crushing the raps.
Yeah.
Like,
no, the rap was really good.
And we were a little bit like, oh, this is going to show whether Paul's a real
the
rapper
rap was good
or not.
Enough to at least get them off of her tail when it came to like if it's a real, if Paul's a real rapper.
Yeah,
or not.
Because she crushed the rap.
Yeah, crushed.
But it was just a little bit more like you just, and it was also like, it's about your bestie, and you fully just revealed that you have an alliance.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
This was another moment where I said, did Max, our AI, make a mistake that he rapped about Lauren and put in the fact that they were besties and put personal information about Lauren in their rap?
Yeah, the two dogs and stuff. Yeah,
which revealed that they were having private conversation. So it's like you've locked Lauren in, but is that enough? Because everybody then right away goes, oh, they're close.
So they're kind
of
alliance-y.
Which could put a target on their back too. I thought that was maybe a mistake on our AI's part. Like, rap about Lauren, but just be saying, thank you so much for choosing me to come in.
Right.
Don't call yourself besties.
Exactly.
I felt like Max, our AI, went a little too far.
I think
Max, our AI, is a little too thirsty
for
our Twitch streamer.
He's learning from these mistakes.
Yes. And then that's when we get the alert, essentially, that everyone finds out that not everyone in the circle is human. This begins the spinning out of all things. And then they're given an opportunity to prove their humanity to each other. And they play a game where essentially you get to prove that you're a human by, number one, telling a joke.
Yeah.
Number one, or number two, then showing empathy by seeing a photo of a woman who's getting rejected and what your thoughts would be on that. And then number three, a critical thinking test, which is you seeing someone getting their seat pushed forward on an airplane.
Yeah.
And then what would you do?
Yes.
And this is where I felt like you see people starting to crumble because there are certain people who were like, that definitely was an AI answer. And I'm like, no, like about, you know, Steffi made some comment, like her joke was that Britney Spears joke, which was like, knock, knock, who's there? You know, who?
Oops, I did it again.
Knock, knock, who's there? And there was like, oh, oops, I did it again. Yeah. And everyone's like, that's an AI joke. And I'm like, actually, I thought that was just a better joke than everybody else.
Right, right. You actually had some depth to it.
But check this out, Lee. This is truly terrifying. So everyone tells a joke and they're all just like kind of corny, knock, knocky type jokes, you know, on the back of a popsicle stick type jokes. And then they get to Max, the AI, and Max says, you want to hear a joke? My dating life.
Oh,
and I was like, bro, It's been done before, but it's so good.
Yeah, well, it makes it not human.
Like, it doesn't look like, hey, I Googled, like I AI'd and went, what's a funny knock knock joke, and then just spat it out. It was like, you want to know a joke? My dating life. And then just tapped out. And I was like, damn.
Short, too. Short. So it didn't have this like.
No. Short. I mean, truly terrifying.
Now, the only thing that seemed a little AI was the like seat, like the analysis of like the seat swap, the critical thinking. Remember the critical thinking test?
Yes.
It was like
he offered a seat trade and then said then the person would get the row to themselves.
Like he kind of did like a practical, as opposed to a joke.
Yes, it wasn't a joke, and it also and they were a little then sus too, where they were kind of like, that was weird. Like,
yeah,
why would like a 14-year-old swap with an adult?
Well, it was like, it was like there's no one in the aisles, the seat alone, or they could swap. It was very logical.
Yeah, which was random because he's been joking for the most part so far. But what ends up happening in this moment is that during the critical thinking test, during the empathy portion, Paul randomly throws Miles under the bus. And when they're seeing like the girl with another guy, like da 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 da, Paul says something just kind of like, oh, well, that's Miles's girlfriend back at home when she sees that you're cheating on her with QT or something crazy. And Paul and Miles are in a bro code alliance. And then Miles is like, what the hell, dude?
But see, that's Caress trying to like roast the boys. Like, and that was a classic, like,
don't you're
like,
do that.
It's like, that's not how it works. It's like, if you're in a group and you're just like, it's Amanda Bynes. It's like, well, at least I don't have a small penis. Cause I saw his yesterday, it was very small. And everyone's like, oh, God. He's like, oh, is it really? Oh, shoot. Come on. Can't you joke with the boys? And it's just like, ah, oh, okay. You know, it was one of those. It was one of those like, ah.
It's so true.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not cheating on my girl like he is. When I saw him last night at the club, like he's cheating on you. It's like, oh. It's like the wedding, you know, like the
boom,
wedding.
Boom, roasted.
And you're like, boom, roasted. He's a cheater. I saw him last night. Do it. Roasted. It's like, oh. You know what I mean? It's like that guy at the wedding who does the speech and they're like, and well, at least Jeff's not banging all those chicks anymore like he was two nights ago. Anyway, cheers to the happy couple.
And I was like, oh.
It was hilarious. And because remember, even later, Caress says, I mean, if he can't get over this, like he's got to get over this to know we're boys. You know what I mean? When they were talking later, it was like, oh, come on, you get over it. It's like, Caress is trying so hard to be one of the boys. It's like, so
it's
funny.
He loves so hard. It's like, you'll love this shit. And it's just
Yeah. Like, you're not close enough to roast. You've had two conversations over text.
They barely know each other. So then Miles is like, oh, fuck no. And has now turned his attention negatively towards Paul. You know, in the midst of all this, by the way, what's happening is the QT and Miles, they're getting more flirty. Lauren and Max are getting more flirty. And what they're then presented with is voting time, which is who is the most human. Miles is the most human. That's what the vote says.
Yeah.
And then they right away are thrown into another kind of game, which is the upload the photo of the day that makes you feel most alive, which we kind of went over. Where Kyle's photo, then QT says abs by AI. Max's photo gets criticized by Miles. Paul has a rapping photo of himself. And Steffi calls it out and is like, oh, that's fake, essentially. And then Steffi posts her roller skating photo. And Paul is like, that's a stock photo. And they're all, it gets hot. It's all starting to come for each other. And then, by the way, what's offered to Miles, I forgot to mention this, when we find out that Miles is the most human, he, as the most human, will be the number one influencer and be blocking, aka getting rid of someone who people find to be the least human. So everyone's trying to get rid of the AI, right?
Yeah.
So in this interim, now Miles is the most human. So now everyone's talking about who can the AI be. So everyone's going to Miles and is having these conversations with each other. This is when then we see, you know, Brandon, aka Olivia, stepping in for Stephanie and being like advocating for her. And then QT, who Miles is vibing with, is feeling a certain way about Steffi too. So then we're having more people coming to Miles saying, we're questioning Steffi. So he's getting a lot of that. But then, you know, there's the Laurens who are like, I think it's Paul. Lauren was killing me because I think Lauren thought she was going to get voted number one.
Yeah.
And everyone is coming to her and saying, we think it's Steffi.
Yeah.
And Lauren's like, oh no. Yeah, like, she's like, why? I think it's Paul. And she didn't want to vote Steffi
Who's
out.
Who's the one that said, I don't want to get caught up in like mob mentality? Was it Lauren? Who texted that to a group when they were, I think it was Miles was talking to a group of people. And it was with,
yes,
it was with Paul. It was Miles, Paul, and Lauren. Maybe?
No, I think it was Olivia, okay, Lauren, and Miles. And I think Lauren brought up mob mentality.
And I thought that was really cool. It was a really good human moment to be like, yo, like, let's not get caught up in, yeah, this, like,
and just all say Steffi.
It's kind of like the traitor thing of like, hey, I don't want to just agree with this because, exactly, it gets it off me. It's like, let's be real here. And Brandon had that same energy too.
Yes.
Who is Olivia? So yes.
So okay. then Miles is starting to spin out because Miles is like, well, I'm debating because I thought it might have been Steffi, but then now they're presenting really good points that are pro Steffi, yeah, anti Paul. But then now all of a sudden we've got this Kyle situation, and my, yeah, girl QT made the AI abs comment about Kyle. Like, I don't know. So then eventually everyone is able to tell Miles who they believe in a game called You Robot, who they believe the AI is. Lauren says Paul. Paul says Steffi, and says because of all of her hashtag horoscopes. That was good. Max said Steffi, but Max did a great job with the AI did a great job with their answer and was, mm-hmm, like, no hate towards Steffi. Seems like an amazing person. But like with the whole horoscope, mm-hmm, thing, it feels like it could be stock. It could be from the internet, you know, blah, 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 blah. But Max did a great job not coming hard. Cassie says Steffi. Kyle says Steffi. QT says Steffi. Steffi says Kyle. And Olivia says Kyle.
Yeah.
So Olivia didn't end up going with Paul. That was surprising to me. Olivia went with Kyle. So, yeah, technically we have more votes for Kyle than Paul in the final tally. Lauren was the only one who voted for Paul. It was, yeah, almost all Steffi, and then Kyle was in second.
But it's going to really come down to, you know, we also got to remember that we're watching so much that is not being texted.
That's true.
That's, you know, so you always got to put yourself in perspective of Miles, who's just having these short, small conversations with people. So we're watching long moments where Brandon's sitting there talking about this whole idea. Lauren's sitting there talking about this whole idea. Like, people are waxing on about their thoughts.
So we have, unless like they keep it short.
No. What I'm saying is, like, we see the videos of them talking to themselves in the apartment about their whole concept of why, right, they think this way, versus the text messages are generally just very like,
oh,
one word,
yeah,
or like one little thought,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So Miles is, I think it's really going to depend on just Miles. I think Miles, yeah, is, I think this is my thought. I think Miles is going to use this as as a play. I think this
that's
is,
I think
my,
too.
Yeah, I think Miles is taking, yes, in the ideas, and he's going, okay, cool. So I don't want to pick someone that's that crazy, not AI, because then it'll make me look bad. But I'm also going to like really choose, like, let's say Steph really even is AI. Does Steph pose a threat to me?
Yeah.
Not really. Does Paul? Maybe more so. You know, Paul's a little unhinged. Okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think that like he's going to download the information, and he's going to,
yeah,
kind of go,
player could
how
actually
much of
win
the AI,
this?
Do I really just want to get rid of AI here?
No, 100%, 100%. I think you're right. And I think, well, there was that final conversation, though, you know, where Miles was talking to Max, and Max was saying that he thinks that it's Steffi. But then they're like, but then Miles was like, let's bring Paul in, and was like, hey, dude, you know, say something to defend,
yeah,
yourself. And Paul did a shit job.
I was just like, bro code. And it was,
yeah,
like,
basically,
okay, it doesn't
like
help
bro
me.
Code. But then Max.
Yeah.
Miles was like, Max, say something. And Max was kind of like, oh, well, you
tough
know.
Tough decision.
Tough decision, and exited the chat. And Miles was sus of
Miles
that.
Was like, that was weird.
And I will need to say, Max needs to be careful with Miles more than anyone, because Miles is the AI engineer and codes robots. Like,
you would think that he'd have some like tricky ways of kind of like asking questions to
might.
Mess with them.
He might. But I think that he's the only one feeling sus of Max right now. And
that's true.
Other than that, everyone else is like Team Max. Like, no, he has, you know,
that's super true.
So I don't know. It's something to think about. But I think I really do think, you know, so we're left on a cliffhanger. Miles chooses who he's going to block, and they're about to come face to face, because on the circle, when you block somebody, you go to their apartment and then you see them face to face.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And so we're seeing the door open, but we don't know who's on the other side, and I'm freaking out. But I do think it's Kyle. I think that Miles is a smart game player. He even talked, like I said at the beginning, he's like, some people are going to love me, some people are going to hate me. And I think he's going to, quote unquote, break bro code. And I think he's going to ignore Steffi, even though he got like 7 votes for Steffi. And he's going to go with Kyle.
We'll see.
I think it's if exciting. He's going to play the game. I think he's going to play the game. So, anywho.
This is really fun. I really like this.
This is it, because everyone is so unhinged and it's so wild and so quick.
And there's a chaos to it that's really fun.
There's an absolute chaos to it. And we got, this is why I love some of these Netflix shows, baby. The characters. We got characters on these big shows. Time. And it's fun to talk about. And now I'm invested. And now I really like, you know, as much as most of them drive me absolutely bananas, I love them now.
Because even love hating someone,
but even
like getting a reaction out of
also,
you.
Also, like, I'm like, I think I love everyone. Well, like, I'm go. Like, everyone drives me nuts, but right. I'm like, but I kind of love all of them, and they're bananas.
Like I wouldn't want to like hang maybe with a chunk know. Of them, but like watching them, it's good TV. It's
yeah,
good
and
TV.
They like pull on my heartstrings for some reason. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm really excited to review next week because I can't wait for episode 5 when we find out who.
I know.
Like I was bummed they left us cliffhanging there.
I know, we were screaming at the television. We were pretty mad about it. So join us next week. Here's the thing, fam. I know. Normally we drop a here's the thing hashtag fam bam for
hashtag
life
next week.
Hashtag next week. Our schedule is going to be a little bit different. You know, normally we drop an episode on Wednesday, but because we're covering the circle, we're going to be dropping our next episode on Friday, and it will be the next 4 episodes of the circle. Mm-hmm. So that comes out next Friday, so we'll see you then. And then the following week we'll do another traders circle week situation, but
it's gonna be awesome.
We love you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Mwah. Have a hashtag gorgeous weekend, gorgeous fam, and we love you.
Love you guys.
Right, bye.